is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Some House Democrats are riding with Biden.
Biden's our nominee.
What was the consensus in the room?
Biden's the man the voters chose to be our nominee.
That's California Rep. Lou Correa following a formal meeting with Democrats today on the president's debate performance. CBS's Nicole Killian's on Capitol Hill.
While a number of members, by and large, that I spoke with say that they still stand by the president, that they feel that it really is time to just get behind him and move forward and focus on November, there is still a group of members that feels that he should either step aside or has reservations.
And more Republicans are weighing in. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It is not a good circumstance for us to have a commander-in-chief who is not on his A-game, who can only work a few hours a day and can't answer questions or complete sentences.
The U.S. Navy confirms to CBS News that a junior sailor tried to access President Biden's medical records three times from a military medical database in February. The Navy says the unidentified sailor was unable to do so and was disciplined following an investigation into the breach. The guessing game continues over Donald Trump's running mate. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
He's having a rally today with Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who is on the VP shortlist. Based on my calls with top Trump sources, it's Senator Rubio, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, just 39 years old, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum.
Trump's announcement is expected soon. The RNC is less than a week away. NATO leaders start a three-day summit today in D.C.
The military alliance is commemorating its 75th anniversary. It comes at a politically delicate time for some world leaders, like French President Macron. President Biden will be watched closely, and it will be new British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's first appearance on the world stage. High on the agenda, threats to the alliance from Russia and China.
CBS's Kimmy McCormick there. Intense heat is broiling much of the country today, with temps topping triple digits in many cities. CBS's Carter Evans is in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, about half the patients in the burn unit at University Medical Center are being treated for pavement burns.
The pavement, 163 degrees. How long does it take for someone to get burned when the pavement's that hot?
Just a few seconds, you can get a second degree burn from that.
At least eight people have now died because of Beryl in Louisiana and Texas, where flooding's still a big concern. Jeff Booth's mopping up his home in Bay City.
You never think this will happen to you, but when it do, it, you know, it's just something you have to deal with.
It'll be days before power's restored to more than 2 million people. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There are over 100 unlicensed short-term rentals in Racine. That's according to the health department. They found the unlicensed property through a data analysis tool. They're urging operators to get the necessary permits. The new Borealis train service running through Racine and Kenosha County has reported over 18,000 riders in its first month. It's Wisconsin's first passenger rail expansion in 22 years. A Racine Unified custodian was arrested for possessing child sex abuse materials. 27-year-old Nicholas Wadnoski faces multiple charges. Hurricane Beryl's remnants may bring rain to the area tonight and tomorrow. It also brings flooding concerns, the latest on rain coming up in the forecast. Part of a major Kenosha County road is shut down for 5 weeks. There are detours around 52nd Street from 22nd Avenue to 30th. Recall organizers against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are appealing the rejection of their petition. They're seeking intervention from a Dane County judge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers back in Wisconsin.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field, the Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee had yesterday off. The Pirates coming off an 8-2 win over the Mets at PNC Park. Pittsburgh's Mitch Keller with another strong performance on the mound, going 8 innings on 107 pitches, holding the Mets to just 2 runs. The Brewers may have filled a spot in the starting rotation with lefty Dallas Keuchel, who kept the Dodgers in check Sunday. Brewers center fielder Blake Perkins.
You know, I'll have to say, like,
Keuchel did a really good job shutting down innings like after we scored. You know, we had some long innings there, but there was no runs on the board.
Elsewhere, the Cardinals blanked the Nationals 6-0 in D.C. The Reds shut out the Rockies 6-0 in Cincinnati. Stock car racing tonight, the 45th Slinger Nationals at the Slinger Speedway in Wisconsin. Drivers who have competed in the past include Bobby Allison, Dale Earnhardt, Steve Appel, and defending champ Ty Majeski. Expected there tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy and mild today as Tropical Depression Beryl lifts towards us, bringing high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees and chances of rain by this evening. Mainly falling throughout the overnight hours and into tomorrow afternoon before the system kicks on out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
WRJN. Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. I'm Kurt Bowman. You're homeward bound with me for the next few hours. Here's Marvin Gaye on WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Mercy, 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 mercy,
they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more will you from me? Can't you stand?
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Two girls for every boy.
I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Service City, here we come.
You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie.
Service City, here we come.
Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it's
every time I'm near.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theater, says the holiday weekend at the box office was a pretty good one.
Well, a great holiday weekend at the box office. And number five, Bad Boys Ride or Die pulled in $6.6 million. And number four was the newcomer from A24, Maxine, pulling in $6.7 million. Number three was A Quiet Place Day One with $21 million. And at number two, this time being edged out, was Inside Out 2, bringing in $30 million. This film has now eclipsed $530 million domestically and is the third highest grossing animated film of all time so far. And that's because at number one, we had another animated title. It was the first week out for Universal's Despicable Me 4. It brought in $75 million. Across the whole entire July 4th week, it brought in $122 million. Both Despicable Me 4 and Inside Out 2 should be going strong throughout the rest of the summer. This upcoming weekend, we have the new releases Fly Me to the Moon and Longlegs. There is so much to see at your local cinema. Go select a movie and see one today.
All right, it's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable. Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way anyone, even someone like you, can sleep all night long. All night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Vollman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and we've got you covered with a fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, in her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekdays from 5 to 6 a.m., along with the reports throughout the day, so keep up to date with all things ag. It's all part of our local news and timeless hits here on WRJN.
Come walking up.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. In fact, we've been providing local news for 97 years now. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-term problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee today. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A crucial Kenosha thoroughfare is cut off. Highway 158, also known as 52nd Street, is shutting down today for a five-week construction project. It'll run between 22nd Avenue and 30th. The closure runs through August 13th. The full shutdown's at 52nd Street and 28th Avenue, where a new intersection into the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood will be made. Detour routes are using 30th Avenue, Washington Road, and 22nd Avenue. A 27-year-old custodian employed by Racine Unified was arrested yesterday on charges related to child sex abuse materials. The arrest took place at Nicholas Watnoski's Caledonia home, and investigators say they found over 44,000 illegal images. Charges include multiple counts of possession of child pornography and sexual exploitation of a child. We're working on learning more about his work at Unified. The recall effort targeting Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss faces a new chapter. Last week, the commission rejected their most recent petition. They cited 190 signatures collected after the deadline as the reason for falling short. In response, the recall group is now asking a Dane County judge to intervene and potentially overturn the commission's ruling. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and mild today as Tropical Depression Barrel lifts towards us, bringing high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees and chances of rain by this evening, mainly falling throughout the overnight hours and into tomorrow afternoon before the system kicks on out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it could grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today.
local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, a study found that when you go swimming in the ocean washes away your normal skin bacteria and replaces it with ocean bacteria that makes you more vulnerable to infection. Yeah, especially if you're bitten by a shark that refuses to brush its teeth.
Just wait and see.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It was on this date in 1969, John Lennon returned to the recording studio after recovering from a car crash in Scotland. A bed was installed in the Abbey Road studios for Yoko, who was pregnant. She had been more seriously injured in the accident. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Are you getting all geared up for Salmon-O-Rama? It's starting this Friday and runs through the 21st of July. This is the 50th anniversary of Salmon-O-Rama, so go down and enjoy all the bands or the food. There'll be food trucks there. There'll be raffles and all sorts of things. So get all the details you want at salmonorama.com. That's salmon-a-rama.com.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WAUK 101.1 FM and 540 AM. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant in Racine. Every dish served is love on a plate. Mouthwatering egg foo young, savory Mongolian chicken, crispy egg rolls, and flavorful fried rice. Tony Chen's has something for everyone, and they take pride in serving you the finest Chinese dishes made with the finest ingredients. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me? As you know it, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud?
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
WRJN.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. More than 160 million Americans are under some kind of excessive heat alert today. Our Allison Keyes is tracking conditions.
Temperatures in Sacramento are in the triple digits.